following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
A chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do or dare.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better.
Do we get
BB?
Do we get BB?
Boom, BB.
Get there. Get there. Get there.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is.
Get there.
That's way. The kick is.
Go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count. Here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side. Touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead.
To Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in, out, Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this, it always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, in there for the touchdown, he's got the touchdown, it's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Keeper for Martinez up the middle. He got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leap, scores, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in aim.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes the tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45.
And Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's another Husker Lunch live from Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Glad to have you along with us. It will be our final one before the bowl game because, unfortunately, there is no Big Ten championship game for the Huskers after the Michigan loss on Saturday. And glad to have you back on the program. It's our only Doug and Danny Show of the week. I hope you enjoyed the state high school football finals this past weekend going on in Lincoln. All six championship games, only ESPN Radio brought you every single one of those. And we'll talk with Bob Jensen coming up in a little bit about that here on the Doug and Danny Show. Also for our Husker Lunch today, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, will be on hand, and Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, will be on hand. So both will be here. Both will have a chance to speak a little bit to the crowd. So whether you're a Husker fan, a Loper fan, or hopefully both, you'll be able to hear both sides of what's going on here today because the Lopers are getting ready for their Division II football playoff game. Round two, we're down to the Sweet 16. The Lopers ranked fourth in the country, tying them for their highest ranking in school history, and they will be taking on Wayne State of Michigan at 12 noon this Saturday. For more information on getting tickets, you can go online to pickmytickets.com, or, of course, you can go up to the UNK ticket office for Saturday's game at 12 noon. And again, with a lot of the students not having to be on campus for Thanksgiving and maybe be home, hopefully they'll be back for that championship contest and that championship atmosphere on Saturday. It's the first time, actually, that the Lopers have ever hosted a second-round playoff game. They've hosted first-round playoff games, but have never hosted a second-round playoff game. So we'll talk with Coach Morris later on in the show as well. Big Daddy is on the road today, but we'll catch up with him. Plus, we will do our Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em and try and do everything else that we usually do during the week. And we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to Saturday's UNK football game on the program today. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, let's start with the state high school football finals. And, of course, locally, Kearney Catholic playing yesterday in that championship game and coming up just a little bit short. Unfortunately, not able to take care of the football like they had most of the year. A couple of things that had hurt them earlier in the year, punt snaps hurt them against St. Pat's, it hurt them last week, and now it just wasn't their day. Obviously, the stars didn't align, and Kearney Catholic will finish second. Not to diminish anything that they have done this season or any of the thing that the kids have done this year from Minden or from Kennesaw or anybody that made a deep run into the state football playoffs. It was a heck of a fall sports season, and we were glad to be able to cover it all on our network of stations. And unbelievably, a week from tomorrow, 1 week from Thanksgiving Day, winter sports season for contests officially begin for some of the kids that didn't go out for fall sports or had their fall sports season end pretty early in the year, maybe didn't make the football playoffs or got knocked out in volleyball or ran cross country and the other sports, that has given them almost a month to get ready for winter sports. But wrestling and basketball and everything else can begin next Thursday, and we'll keep it busy right here on ESPN Radio. Big story that's breaking this morning, of course, is Urban Meyer. Looks like he is headed to Ohio State, and from the Big Ten perspective, looks like we'll have even more challenges for the Huskers as they go up against one of the greatest coaches in the modern era after being at Bowling Green in Utah and Florida. Now Urban Meyer looks like he's headed to Ohio State. So we'll keep an ear on that, and of course that'll be the main topic. It'll give the national media something to kick around here while there really isn't much else going on in sports outside of college football and the NFL as we head into this Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. And if you're not into the whole getting ready, I guess, for turkey and ham and dressing and all of that over the weekend, why don't you swing on into Cunningham's today for our Husker Lunch, the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, Steve Sipple from 12 to 1, and as I mentioned, we'll hear from Coach Daryl Morris of UNK as well today. And check out the great menu that they have where they serve lunch every day at Cunningham's Journal. Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Danny Show today. Again, our phone numbers are 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Debt Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tom, and I'd love to have your comments. We haven't had a chance to break down the Michigan game too much. We did talk about it a little bit Monday morning during halftime of our D1 state championship game. Nebraska, there's a weird stat out there. What are they? If they win this football game on Saturday, they'll be like one of five or six teams in the entire country in Division I to win nine games the last 4 years. There are so few, and yet Nebraska seems to be up in arms about what has gone on this season. Yes, maybe the expectations haven't been met, and no, the team shouldn't get beat 45-14 or 45-17 or shouldn't take losses like they did to Wisconsin or Michigan, but the game got away from the Big Red on Saturday. Once that hose job happened on the punt where they called the roughing the punter, and Nebraska's defense had to go back out there again and had to be on the field for 42 minutes in this contest, it was virtually over. I don't know what Nebraska could do. You don't want to see them just roll over, but boy, you're dead dog tired. You're on the road in front of 110,000 fans. There's plenty of excuses, but Nebraska, I thought, was in a perfect position to come back and win that game. Got a chance to talk with some of the local players while we were down there at the state football, and they were getting ready for practice and finishing up practice. Some of the guys like seniors, Lance Thorell, and you got Legate, and you've got Jared Crick, they're all getting ready to do that final walk out of the tunnel on Friday, their final game for the Big Red. So hopefully things go well against Iowa. The Heroes game, you'll start to hear a lot be made out of that over the next couple of days, and I still think a lot of Husker fans are trying to grasp what's going on with the Heroes game here in 2011. But over time, I think we'll get used to a lot of the other things that are going on in the Big Ten. Congratulations to the Nebraska volleyball team. They capture the Big Ten championship. Nebraska getting their first Big Ten championship as a team, and they did that last night by destroying Iowa in straight sets, 25-14, 14-19. Earlier in the day, Hannah Wirth was named the Division I Volleyball Player of the Week for the nation. A couple of Nebraska football teams or players have also received some nice honors. Levante David named one of the finalists for the 27th annual Butkus Award, and that is for the nation's top linebacker. He goes up against Hightower and Upshaw of Alabama, Monte Tail of Notre Dame, Luke Ketchley of Boston College, and Jarvis Jones of Georgia. So you've got three kids out of the SEC, Boston College, Notre Dame, and Levante David. And Nebraska senior Mike Caputo, one of 10 semifinalists for the Burlsworth Trophy. This is given to the nation's top athlete who began their career as a walk-on. He's a two-year starter, of course, at center for the Huskers, and they have an offensive line that ranks in the top 15 nationally in rushing over the past two seasons. So a couple of awards going out there. And in case you missed it, Jake Spitzelberger. Good man, Jake Spitzelberger. He is one of the finalists for the Harlan Hill Award. The Harlan Hill is the Division II equivalent of the Heisman, so you'll get to see him out there trying to make some things work for the Lopers on Saturday as they take on Wayne State of Michigan. Some other sports that are going on today before we get into the bulk of our show. The Tri-City Storm is on the road tonight, and then they'll be at home Saturday and Sunday. They take on Lincoln this evening, and that game is at 7:05 at the Icebox. You'll be able to hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. Pre-game is at 6:45. On the Breeze 94.5 FM tonight, you'll be able to check things out with the Nebraska men's basketball team. The Husker men have been able to start 3-0, and now Dana Altman will be rolling in, and his Oregon Ducks will tip off at 8:05. The Big Ten Network. Also, the UNK men's basketball team, a winner last night, crushing Wayne State early, 46-16 at the half, then having to hold on for an 85-77 win. The UNK women, they played Division I Northern Colorado last night, fell 69-52. Now it's time for conference play. Both teams head to Colorado Mesa and Western State next week. For the Hastings College basketball teams, the men in a close one with Midland, but Midland scored the final 9 points to win 71-61, while the Hastings women jumped out 24-3. The game did get cut to 6 in the second half, but Hastings wins at 67-51. They're 6-0, and folks, over the weekend, they defeated the number 2 team in the country, Morningside. So Hastings, who was not ranked in the national top 25 for the first time since the poll began in 2000 or 1999, is now making a heck of a run, and it looks like maybe this team will be back after a little bit of a down year last season. UNK and Hastings College basketball continues with Hastings this weekend. The men are at home Friday and Saturday. The women head to Sterling, Kansas. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. And don't forget Monday, one other note here, the Hastings College soccer teams, both winners, and so they are headed to the national second round down in Alabama. Your chance to win Loper playoff tickets, your chance to come down to the Husker Lunch and hear from Steve Sipple, and also, of course, hear from the fine folks at UNK and Daryl Morris. All that is coming up, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Production Supercommittee waited until markets closed Monday to announce they've decided it will not be possible to make any bipartisan agreement before the committee's Wednesday deadline. Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas and Senator Patty Murray of Washington serve as co-chairs of the Supercommittee. In response, Representative Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Ag Committee, and Senator Debbie Stabenow, chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, pointed out that House and Senate Ag Committee leaders developed a bipartisan bicameral proposal for the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction that would save $23 billion. However, the Joint Select Committee's failure to reach a deal on an overall deficit reduction package effectively ends that effort. And barring a last-minute breakthrough, it appears the 2012 Farm Bill process will head back to the House and Senate Ag Committees. The success of...
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
You've heard of CHS Agri Service Center, but have you tried us?
At this time of year, the employees of CHS Agri Service Center give thanks for loyal customers like you. Your support and patronage has helped make this year a success. CHS Agri Service Center hopes you have an abundance of things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving and sends warm wishes for autumn leaves, happy memories, tasty turkey, homemade pumpkin pie, and your loved ones around you this wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving from CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late-night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in Central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple. Save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
Today, skies will be sunny, light southwest winds and a high of 63. Tonight, mostly clears, our lows fall to 29, and then for Thanksgiving, mainly sunny with a southwest breeze, highs warming to 65. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 52.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. From Cunningham's Journal, sports fans, you can come in and enjoy our Husker lunch here today, and you can enjoy lunch every day at Cunningham's. Food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up to. Try their pizza, their prime rib, their chicken, brisket sandwiches, burgers, or maybe you just want some munchables like some hot wings or sliders. Don't forget the Journal Bites. Love the steak tips. And every Saturday, Husker tailgate party, except this week they're going to start early on Friday with the coldest draft beer in town on tap and Coors Light Red Beers and Nebraska Pint specials throughout the day as the Huskers take on those nasty Hawkeyes of Iowa on the 10-foot projection screen and catch all the football this weekend. Friday.
Appears Doug is fighting some issues down at Cunningham's. We'll get you right back out there as soon as the guys get all set up and ready to go. We're also getting you ready for Bob Jensen to join you on the Doug and Daddy Show just in a little
today.
Bit. It sounds like we got
coming
Doug
up.
Back.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us as well. So if we're ready, let's talk to Bob. Bob, good morning. Or Bob's not there. We're not ready for Bob. Okay, so Bob's not ready. We'll catch up with Bob Jensen in a little bit. We got a chance as well to give you a chance to win Nebraska, Kearney, West, Wayne State, Michigan playoff tickets here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I'm going to tell you what, the next person that comes into the Husker Lunch, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to Saturday's contest. So the next person that comes into the Husker Lunch and tells us that they want to go to the Loper game on Saturday, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to UNK taking on Wayne State, Michigan, coming up on Saturday at 12 noon. Also, our Pigskin Pick'em is coming up today on the program. So stay with us as we try to work our way through a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So stay with us on today's program, trying to catch up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report after yesterday's six football games the last 2 days. And congratulations to all the teams. Western Nebraska, I thought, even if you don't want to call Norfolk Catholic a Western Nebraska team, they were in the West bracket. The West went 3-4. A and B doesn't break it in to East and West anymore. So West Nebraska showed very well. And even in C2, where the Lopers or where the Stars didn't come away with a victory, many people believed the whole time that C2 was the toughest in the West this year, with St. Pat's and Cambridge and St. Cecilia obviously doing battle. So hopefully things will transpire and transfer over into the winter sports season. I always feel a little strange for those kids that have to play basketball or wrestle or get into a sport in less than 10 days, but I guess that's the price of success. Big Daddy might be joining us on the show here today as well, with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson back in the studios. We'll either get Bob Jensen or Big Daddy on, as he is on the road today taking care of some business before the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll wait to connect with one of those two here on the program. Folks, don't forget that the Midway Auto Dealerships is there for you during this holiday weekend, and they always take care of you at thinkmidway.com, whether they're on the lot or not. And I don't know when they're not on the lot, because even when it's dark, they're on the lot doing what they need to do for you with their hassle-free pricing, making it stress-free. Maybe you'll have a little extra time over this Thanksgiving holiday. Get yourself a new or pre-owned vehicle as you get ready for the weekend activities. So that's all you got to do, folks. Stop by and see them at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hassle-free pricing on all of their vehicles on both of the lots. Come on the lot, they'll help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, and you know what the price is right from the get-go. So check them out at the Great Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right next to it as well. Midway, it is a better way, and think midway.com. Well, the Broncos waive Kyle Orton. Could the Bears actually go get him? Wouldn't that be something for him to go back into Chicago? Also, BYU looks like they're not going to head to the Big East. And Duke tonight is going to take on Kansas for the Maui Basketball Invitational title. And we'll have it for you right here on ESPN Radio beginning at 9 o'clock this evening. The NBA still nowhere to be found. And there is a lot of stories out there going on at UNK, Hastings College, and for the Huskers. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Bob Jensen is now set to join us here on the program after a long couple of days in Lincoln. Bob, good morning.
Yeah, good morning there, Duda. They were long days, but they were fruitful days. And saw some interesting results, didn't we?
Well, we saw some really competitive football games, and it was capped off last night by just a good old-fashioned run-the-ball, Class A-style football, where Burke was by far held to a season-low 9 points in Lincoln Southeast. They do the hometown proud there, playing at home, and had a great crowd, and they were pretty fired up. They controlled that football game in Class A.
Boy, they did. I tell you, that offensive line of Southeast, they just gutted that Burke defense, and The longer things went, the longer the runs went, that Devin Washington, he's just a little guy. I mean, he only weighs like 175 pounds. He didn't carry the ball 35 times, and most of it was right between, not just the tackles, but between the guards. And, they just wore Burke out. And that was a very impressive performance. And then their defense, I'd seen Burke play a few times this year, and I'd never seen anybody be able to come close to being able to just box them in like that.
Well, and then on the completely other side of the spectrum, D2 was a game that many people were waiting to see and watch and hear about on Monday, and it pretty much lived up to the billing, although Sargent was just trying to hang on. It was like they had their fingernails stuck to the side, and they were being drugged towards the Grand Canyon, but the clock ran out, and they were still on high ground.
Well, yeah, and like we said the other day, dude, it is a natural fact that Sargent won that football game. And I dare say that the people that thought maybe Sargent had a chance to score more points than Howells in that game, maybe were banking on Howells losing it, but Howells didn't lose it. Sargent took it from him, and Sargent did it in such a methodical way. They just took care of business, and in fact they were so impressive. They did so many good things. They could even overcome some, what could have been absolutely disastrous turnovers in that second half. And let's face it, there haven't been very many people beat Howells, period, over the last 10 years. But to do it, despite stepping in it a couple times, it just makes it that much more impressive. And you just couldn't help but be happy for the people from Sargent who were just absolutely losing their mind from Coach Kozel right on into the stands. It was that beautiful nexus of unexpected victory, just with the timing of the school, having its football program, basically go away after the game, and it was really fun to just stand and watch it all play out after that final whistle.
And there's something to be said, not only to win a state championship, but when you're going to win it and you know it'll be historic, and that's what happened here, because Howells could have been the first team to win 10 state titles.
Oh, yeah. I wrote about that maybe the night before the game or whatever, but that game had so many angles. And, yeah, the 10 titles, Howells is in the same boat. This is Howells' last year as an independent football program. They're going to go in with Dodge. Sargent's going in with Loup County. Everybody wanted to go out on top. And then Sargent was humiliated last year. Howells has, been ruling the roost for, 11 years now. There was just a lot of stuff. And to say nothing of the fact that, Sargent, Coach Kozel said, one of the few profound things he's ever said when he talked about, it's one thing to say we're focused, we're ready, this has been a year in the making, but you still got to play the game. And they did. And they came out and, they were very, like I said, methodical. That's the thing I noticed. They just didn't get caught up in the emotion. They had a job to do. I mean, it was a business trip. They came and took care of business. And it wasn't really until that last series when they were basically killing the clock for the game to be over that you finally saw some of that release. once it did release, it got kind of goofy, actually, over there.
I was going to say, for D2 and making it look like there's not a big crowd, there was a heck of a crowd there for that D2 football game, as Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our weekly Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. Come on in, enjoy lunch, and talk Husker football with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, and UNK football coach Daryl Morris. A special guest will be on hand here today as well. Bob, the D1 game, don't need to talk a lot about this. Elgin went out and handled business, and I think it makes the folks in Kennesaw look better, if not feel better. They know that Elgin was for real.
Yeah. And the only thing you don't want to do if you're from Kennesaw is to think about the second half of that Elgin game and thinking about why wasn't that the first half. But Elgin's win just made that whole West bracket look a little bit different. Now, some of my dear friends from Sargent were kind enough to point out that I may have said that the West bracket in D2 maybe wasn't all that good, really, and suggested something to the effect that this would change my mind. Well, I don't know that it really changed my mind as much as it did. It just confirmed Sargent's greatness is what it did. But in that D1, you know, it made teams like South Loup and Overton, Kennesaw, look that much better to have Elgin not only win but just really dominate.
Looks like we're losing Doug here, but I'm going to stick with Bob Jensen. Real heartbreaker for Kearney Catholic, getting all the way to the state finals and Aquinas sneaking in on there on them. Your thoughts about that?
Well, Aquinas has got a long history of good football, good, disciplined, you know, just basic football. You're never going to see an Aquinas team do anything really flashy. And they took advantage of the opportunities, you know. Kearney Catholic made some mistakes, you know, losing Abe Clinch. Statistically, that might not have looked like anything, but Abe is a proven leader on that team. He's a kid who's come up with a bunch of big plays. And just, you know, just the emotional trauma, that the other Kearney kids feel when they see their, you know, their quarterback pretty badly hurt and obviously unable to play. That and then the bad snap happening right about the same time. And, you know, that's when it really started to feel like it was getting away from the Stars. But, again, first state final in school history, you know, 11 wins, got some real good young talented kids coming back. I mean, the program's in great shape. And, you know, things like that will be a lot easier to celebrate, I suppose, in a few days, certainly in a few weeks when the hurt goes away. But it was a great year for Kearney Catholic, and frankly, it looks like they just got beat by a better team, and that will happen.
Oh, or in 10 years, Bob. And I said this yesterday, and I truly believe this from the bottom of my heart, and I only saw Aquinas play in that state championship, so maybe that wasn't their best effort either, but if those two teams play 10 times, I'm going to take the Stars because the Stars had their worst game, and maybe that's what Aquinas did. There wasn't a lot of yards in that football game. That's just my comment. We'll let that set as it is. Two comebacks in Class B and in C1, two quality teams in Elkhorn and Norfolk Catholic win. But now where do we go from here? Because, Bob, you talked about all the consolidation. We've got still out there a possibility of expanding to a C3 class, and now we go in that two-year cycle where we will see what class the teams are in, then what districts they're assigned to, then they'll submit the teams that they want to play to. What comes up now that the fans should be watching for in the next month or two?
Well, consolidation, merger, you know, co-ops, whatever you want to call it, that's going to have as big an impact as anything. And I'll be honest, there are political motivations to everything in this world, except church, of course. I don't know that I understand the politics well enough to maybe tell you why we would be interested in a third. The 11 man. I don't understand that maybe, but that's gonna have a big impact. You know how many programs we're left with. Obviously, the NSAA is not shy about getting teams into the playoffs. We've talked about this a bunch. You know, there's going to be plenty of spots. I doubt seriously if that 32 teams is going to go away. But it'll be interesting to see how many programs we're actually left with. Because I think we were talking the other day, dude. There's at least six programs that are going to merge in one form or fashion, and you know that may not be the end of it. You know, here the last couple of years, we've had teams completely fold their tent right before the season. We've had teams just stop playing in the middle of the year. That happened a couple of times this year. I wouldn't call it instability, but there is some doubt just in how this is all going to play out. And but the one thing about it, this is a very important time. These next few months, obviously, there's a lot at stake in what class you wind up in, and where you're going to be asked to play the next couple of years.
Well, Robert, it's been another great year, maybe better than some, at least for our neck of the woods. It was a great year in football. We'll be looking forward to your final rankings, your postseason awards. People can check it out online. We'll wait for the final Huskerland prep of the football season. You're also there for the back.
Looks like we lost Doug, but Bob Jensen, it's been a wonderful season, and we'll get back to you another time.
Yeah, absolutely, Merritt. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Bob Jensen. Doug, we'll be back soon, hopefully, and we'll get you all set up with the Daryl Morse interview and UNK getting ready for a second-round playoff game. Stay tuned to the Doug and Daddy Show.
People choose 5-Hour Energy now over 9 million times a week for lots of reasons.
Here.
It's a nutritional supplement that really works. Its key ingredients are available in everyday foods like broccoli, bananas, and avocados. It contains about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee, zero sugar, and 4 calories. What will be your reason for choosing 5-Hour Energy? Its effectiveness? Its beneficial ingredients? There's only one way to know. Try it today.
Individual results may vary. See 5hourenergy.com for more details.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on Home Accents Holiday 300-count icicle lights, now just $7.48 a box. You save $2 on every box, so you can stretch more of those lights along your roof lines and more of your budget throughout the season. Make the holidays even brighter with 300-count icicle lights, just $7.48. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today, skies will be sunny, light southwest winds, and a high of 63. Tonight, mostly clears, our lows fall to 29, and then for Thanksgiving, mainly sunny with a southwest breeze, highs warming to 65. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 52.
Well, evidently the Thanksgiving gremlins are messing with the Doug and Daddy Show today. We apologize for that, but again, we thank Bob Jensen, Husker.
The internet gremlins are going on for the Doug and Daddy Show. As you heard Doug say, he's going to connect here and come right back, I'm sure. We're going to talk to Daryl Morse and Tony Davis when all is said and done. Get you ready for that UNK football game and get you all set up. As the Lopers host their second round playoff game, we're back with Doug and Daryl Morse.
Sorry, guys. It's just been one of those days. Daryl, we better go while it's hot.
Improvise and adjust. That's the motto.
Yeah, one of these days, there's going to be a big truck run over just everything that gets in the way. Coach, we now know the opponent, and they got a running back, Wayne State of Michigan. First off, I didn't get to see it, but it sounded like they played in some less than nice conditions.
They played in an absolute blizzard from the start of the ball game to the end of the ball game. There was 5 inches of snow on the field that fell. I-92, which runs right by that stadium, got shut down. So what we learned about Wayne State, other than what kind of football team they have, is also they're a team that can go on the road, come from behind and, you know, win a ball game for their first playoff game in 94 years to be able to go on the road, play in those conditions, come from behind and win it. They got a stomach. So, I mean, they've got a football team with some intestinal fortitude.
Take me from where you won a first-round playoff game and then went back on the road in that second round. How tough is that? What do you remember from the challenges of that?
We found it to be very tough, and as I thought back to the time when we in 09 when we beat Saginaw Valley at home and then went up to Duluth, Minnesota to play, we were a tired football team in Duluth, and that's why it was so important for us, I felt like, to win the game against Mines and hang on to our number two regional ranking and be able to get this first round bye. It gave our football team a much, much needed rest, and I hope that will benefit us on Saturday.
How much healthier did you get, or do you know yet? Have you been setting the kids out of practice that have been injured? Take me through what you got.
You know, during last week, we practiced Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in shoulder pads only, no contact, no crossover, no offensive drills versus defensive personnel or vice versa. So we took it pretty easy, practiced about an hour and 10 minutes each day just to keep the kids in the routine. But gave them free time to get extra treatments twice a day in the training room. So that was beneficial to guys like Rustin Dring and Tommy Flanagan and even Steven Gooden and Andy Kearns, the guys on the offensive line, and all those kids that have those nagging injuries that have just built up over 11 weeks in a row of football. So hopefully that, you know, it will benefit us.
Last week we talked to you. You were going out to the conference meetings. Six kids named all-conference first team. A lot of kids up and down the first three teams. Jake is named the offensive player of the year. Now he's one of the nine finalists for the Harlan Hill Trophy. You play well, you're going to get some accolades. How'd you feel that everything went here in the last week?
You know, I thought for a team leaving the RMAC, and, you know, I thought we were treated pretty well. Obviously, I think all the kids that got those awards deserve them. Obviously, I think there's a couple others that maybe should have been recognized. I think Corey Morton has been a very consistent player for us on defense and did not get any recognition. But, you know, Jake is certainly worthy of the accolades that he's getting. And I've been asked, a lot of people have already asked me, what is his chances of winning that award? And it really does. I think it's a wide open race right now. I would say the kid at Washburn University, the quarterback, Seminole, is probably the leader. But he's in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. And I think the guy that's going to win this has to continue to play well and probably go a little deeper into the playoffs in just the second round.
Merritt is the big.
Yes, the big fella is there.
Go for it, big daddy.
Pilgrims, what's going on?
They're currently fighting internet issues, so go for it, big daddy.
Well, I tell you what, it's good to be on. I'm excited for these Lopers and what they're doing, and obviously I wanted to come back on today, even though I was not at the Loper lunch or in person at the Loper lunch. I'm coming off a 5-2-1 weekend, and I, you know, we gotta have more picks because people are relying on them over Thanksgiving, and I think that's exciting.
St. Cloud appeared in the weather to miss a fair number of tackles. We're diving a lot, which is difficult to do on a wet uniform. So I think the kid had a career day on St. Cloud. It really gave their football team a boost of confidence, and they got very excitable. And that's one thing we have noticed them watching on film. They're an excitable football team. They enjoy making big plays, and they get excited about that. So I think that really juiced them up in St. Cloud.
Do they have anything? I'm sure they do, but what else does Wayne State of Michigan have besides this outstanding running back?
Well, they've got a physical offensive line, and that's why he can have the kind of day that he had the other day in the playoff in the first round. Is you got to have guys up front that can play. They're big up front on their offensive line, and they're physical. Defensively, they're very athletic. I wouldn't say they're as athletic as New Mexico Highlands, but they're pretty close to it. They run well. They can recover well. They can break on the ball well. They tackle well. So, you know, they're one of 16 teams in Division II still playing, so they're good.
There's going to be everything that always goes on, a special tailgate party. You can go to lopers.com for more information. They're going to be there's so much here. $5, you get lunch. They've got great Lucky Brand Angus burgers, chips. Events open from 10 a.m. until kickoff. The one thing I do have to ask Daryl, is with the way it falls, and every school does it differently, but for Thanksgiving, you go home. Campus could be a little quieter than usual, but I'm guessing a lot of the kids are going to find a way to be back Saturday at 12 noon. How important is it to have the home field advantage when you are playing at home?
Well, I think it's huge for us. I really do. I mean, we're not traveling. We're not on a plane on Friday. We're still here in Kearney going through our routine as normal as we can keep it with Thanksgiving being right there in the middle of the week. So it's big for us. You know, if we can get a big, loud football crowd at Foster Field and Cope Stadium on Saturday for us, I think that'll be huge.
Were you able to use the last week in recruiting at all?
We have been, and we've even been trying to set up a couple of visits for this ball game, an official visit or two, and we're trying to plan our recruiting. And when we leave, December 1st is the first day college coaches are able to leave their campuses and go out on the road and actually talk face to face to prospective student athletes. And you know, if we're still playing, we got to put that off another week. So we've got, you know, we had some guys scheduled to go to Phoenix, we had some guys scheduled to be in Las Vegas, and obviously scheduled to be in Omaha and other places. So we're just going to have to see how we can move on the fly if we continue to play.
Any nerves about going into new territory? We've had some of the high school teams around going to new territory this year and do very well. I know you played in the second round, but not at home.
I don't think so. I think what this has given us is that we've hosted games before, so we have a pretty good routine. We kind of understand the process. We know how to schedule ourselves. So I think it's a big bonus for us to be at home just because we've been through it. The athletic department's been through it. Rich Broderson's been through it. So we all kind of get together and we'll do it like we did in 09. That worked pretty good, and we'll keep the formula the way it was.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's for our Wednesday lunch. I guess I look at last week, it's 48-38. You definitely have the ability to put the points on the board, but your defense has been pretty consistent all year long. Is that where this is going to come down to? You feel confident that you can put the points? If you play your game, you feel pretty confident, don't you?
Yeah.
Still fighting internet gremlins going on live at Cunningham's. Doug and Daryl Morris are live there getting you ready for a Husker lunch. A lot going on. Pigskin Pick'em. I think Big Daddy's still on the line.
We can hang in there.
And it looks like the guys are back.
Manage their running game, then I think we've got a great shot.
All right, Daryl, we'll wrap it up with that. Best of luck, and we'll see you Saturday.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet.
We'll take a break back after this.
I think we can all agree that your ears are pretty happy right now because they're listening to me, Ryan Russillo, talk about sports. But your eyes are depressed. Why? Because they're not watching sports. Even sadder, they're not watching sports on a full high-definition 3D TV from Sony, the leader in 3D technology. Make them happy. Watch the game in Sony 3D and experience sports like you never have before. Call 877-877-SONY to learn more.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly, so all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-Cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Memories.
Doug and Daddy Show live at Cuttingham's. The guy's still fighting in there, that demon. Are we still joined by the Big Daddy?
Yes, we are, man. I had to be joined today. 5-2-1, I mentioned just a little bit ago, and happy to be here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I got 10 selections, man. You want me to get right to them?
Yeah, just fire away.
I'll tell you what, we're going to start with the NFL this week because you start with the NFL on Thanksgiving. I start out, I'm going to take the Detroit Lions plus the 6.5 versus Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people falling off this bandwagon. I say climb back on the Detroit bandwagon at least on Thanksgiving. Should be a crazy atmosphere to get things started. The Jets at home against Buffalo. -8. Can they score 8 points? I say they can. I'll take the Jets. The Browns plus 7.5. They're heading to Cincinnati. Two young quarterbacks in the league, but I'm getting 7.5 points. I'll take the Cleveland Browns. The Jacksonville Jaguars at home facing Matt Leinart. Will he get off to a good start? Will he not? I'm going to take Blaine Gabbert and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Minnesota Vikings plus 9.5. at Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins this game, but I think it's much closer than they expect. The NFL selections are Detroit, the New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Minnesota Vikings. In college, Tulsa at home. Houston covers every week, but this is a different football team they're playing. Tulsa plus 3. I will take Tulsa. Gobble up those 3 points. Do you get that, Merritt? Gobble up those 3 points. It's Thanksgiving. There you go. Pittsburgh plus 7 at West Virginia. Pittsburgh plus the 7. I will take them. Ohio State plus 7.5 at Michigan. This game should be a great football game. Michigan is not that good of a football team. I think Ohio State finds a way to hang around. It should be very close. Rutgers at Connecticut. Connecticut plus 3. I will take 3 points in the Connecticut Huskies. Tennessee at Kentucky, plus 8. I will take Kentucky plus those 8 points. College picks, Tulsa, Pittsburgh, Ohio State, Connecticut, and Kentucky. Like I said, we were 5-2-1 last week. We're fired up. And just so everybody knows, we've all got our favorite Royals out there. Billy Butler tweeted this morning that he's thankful for a job he loves, good teammates that are better friends, 3-1 fastballs, and beer. Amen to Billy Butler. I'm going out to buy 2 jerseys on Black Friday. 2 Billy Butler jerseys, that's what I like. And interesting development, Merritt, I've got this for you. Florida State tickets are still available at the ticket office. Wow. How far these programs have fallen. One of the most marquee games in college football, no longer.
Interesting. Is Doug live at Cuttingham's? Looks like he's not. We're having a rough time with phone issues and everything. It's just that time of year, I suppose.
Well, man, it's just one of those things. We fought through. We've had a great couple of days of football in Lincoln, and I think everybody's getting ready to take off and go different directions, head home. Please have a safe Thanksgiving. Drive safe wherever you're going and take care of yourself. Are we going to do Pigskin Pick'em today, or are we going to have to wait on that?
I'm still pushing it, but I think
we're ready, boys.
Are we ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it as quick as we can.
Sounds like
Jason
a plan
has
to me.
Joined us here at Cuttingham's. He's going to be our selector this week after we just got rolled again last week. So let's get at it. Tony, Texas A&M. Who you got?
I got A&M. Too much offense.
I'm going to take A&M. Who you got, Jason?
A&M.
All right, Louisville at South Florida. I'm going to take South Florida. Who do you like, Jason?
We'll go with Louisville.
Daddy?
I know who one of the coaches at Louisville is. I'm not taking them. He sucks. I'll take South Florida.
Arkansas at LSU. Who you like in this one, Jason?
I'm going to have to go with LSU.
Daddy, I like Arkansas, but I'm going to take LSU. How about you?
Sentiments exactly. I got to take the Tigers.
All right, let's stay with Big Daddy. California at Arizona State. Maybe 2 underachievers this year. Who you got?
I think it's a night game, if I'm not mistaken. I got to take Arizona State.
All right, I'll take Arizona State. What do you think, Jace?
That's who I had.
All right, a clean sweep. Now we go to the big house again, Ohio State at Michigan. I don't know. I can't believe Michigan's more than a touchdown favorite in this ball game. My gut tells me Ohio State. So I'm going to take Ohio State. Who do you like, Jace?
I like Michigan.
Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to take Michigan at home, but I think it's very, very close.
Now we get into some more rivalry games. Georgia at Georgia Tech. Daddy, who you like?
Once again, I got two Bulldogs, a French and an English. I'll take the Bulldogs.
Jason, who do you like?
I like the Georgia.
I'm going to take Georgia as well. Clemson at South Carolina. I think Clemson, they finally bit the bullet, and they have got to be hurting. Clemson at South Carolina, can they rally the troops and beat the ball, Coach? Daddy, I say so. I'll take Clemson. Who do you like, Jason?
I like South Carolina.
Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with Clemson in this one. I think they rebound. I think they really, really angered. I think a Tiger, if you put in a pen, a Tiger would take care of a Gamecock.
Yes, he would. Okay, then you've got a Cavalier taking on a Hokie. Virginia Tech at Virginia. This has to be, and I haven't done a whole lot of research, as obvious. Virginia Tech's only like a 4-point favorite. This may be Virginia's first chance to beat them in a number of years. Who you got?
You know, this is too hokey for me. I'll take the Hokies.
What do you like, Jace?
I like Tech.
I'm gonna say why not this year. You finally get a chance. I'm going to take Virginia. Now, Penn State and Wisconsin, which you'll be able to hear on ESPN. Ohio State, Michigan, 11. Penn State, Wisconsin at 2:30 Saturday here on ESPN Radio. Penn State at Wisconsin. Jason, our guest picker, who do you like?
I like the Badgers.
Daddy?
You know what? Too much Russell Wilson. He scores too many points. I think he finds a way to score points, and Penn State can't score points.
You know what? Penn State has shown a lot more moxie than I thought they would, and they almost beat Nebraska on a day that they shouldn't have even been in a football game. I'm going to take Penn State to go to the championship game. I'm going to pick Penn State to beat Wisconsin. And finally, Florida is hosting Florida State. Florida State, their season has went straight down the tubes, but Florida's just not very good. Daddy, I'm going to take Florida State. How about you?
Doug, when we were off the air and me and Merritt were talking, Florida State tickets still available. Can you believe that? How far this game has fallen off the national radar. I think Florida State's just better than Florida, though. I will take the road team.
Jason, what do you think?
I got Florida State.
All right, Daddy, it's time for our tiebreaker. Total points in the Iowa-Nebraska game. Give me who you think's going to win as well, since I had Michigan last week. Let me know who you think's going to win this week in the total points.
You know what, I'm going to think Nebraska to win this football game, but I don't think it gets crazy. I think it's something like, I got 43 points wrote down. I think it's something like 24-19, 24-17, something like that.
I'm going to go even lower scoring than that. I'm going to take Nebraska 21, Iowa 10 for a total of 31 points. Jason, what do you like?
I like Nebraska. With 45 points, 24-21.
All right. You'll probably be like everybody else that's went against us this year and be in for the grand prize. Thanks for coming down to the lunch, and best of luck.
Thanks.
Jason and Carney, why wouldn't he kick our butt like everybody else has? Tone, how's it going?
Well, it's good, Doug. I mentioned when you were off the air, you did not hear this. Billy Butler tweeted he was thankful for a job he loves, good teammates that are better friends, 3-1 fastballs, and beer. I'm headed to go get – I've already called Misco's. They've got two Billy Butler jerseys showing up for me. He's my new favorite player.
And that seems to be it for Doug. We're going to wrap things up here on the Doug and Dash Show. It looks like we might have Doug back. And
yeah, it's a great day. You okay? Everything good?
I'm still here.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Hopefully leaving the radio station.
Are the Dolphins going to keep winning? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I see no reason why they can't win, you know, on Thursday. No reason.
Oh, well, that'll be awesome. Come, folks, we're filling up here for our Husker lunch. I'd love to have you come down and have a little lunch with us here. And we're going to get hopefully a chance to get a couple questions here from Steve Sipple before we turn them over to the folks here at Cunningham's Journal. And we always love having the Sip come up. And as we said at the start of the show, unfortunately, we don't have to worry about one of these next week because there will be no Big Ten championship. Sip, what happened at the Big House, man? Glad to see you again, by the way.
Hey, it's good to see you. I really enjoy listening to the show when I'm driving in here. Well, I don't know. It didn't play very well. Which is an understatement. It was one of those things where, you know, it was one of those days where you kind of wish you didn't get out of bed, you know.
Was it everything that they've done all year ends up in one game? I mean, the drop passes,
Internet gremlins striking again. It looks like we have the guys.
So I thought it was a – are we on? I know I'm speaking in broad terms here, but you know how it is. Sometimes when you try to correct yourself, you just make it worse, and then you try again to correct yourself, and it just gets worse. And
just like Steve Sipple said, sometimes you correct yourself and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. And we apologize for all the technical difficulties we had. Doug was live at Cunningham's getting you ready for Steve Sipple Husker Lunch, getting you all set for your weekend, getting you all set for the Huskers facing off against Iowa. Daryl Morris came in, talked about Wayne State and Michigan rolling in this Saturday to face the Lopers in a second-round playoff game. They're going to get set up for you. Bob Jensen joined us. He talked about all the state finals. You know, once again, congratulations to all the area teams that were up there. Sargent knocks off a big, you know, hang up. They circled their calendar last year after they lost to Howells, and they were able to win this year. And it's disappointing for Kearney Catholic, but they'll be right back on the horse and right back at it again. We know it. We'll always follow the stars here on Platte River Radio. You know, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope everything goes safe. Hope everything is successful for your families and you just enjoy the time together. And we'll be back on Monday. And crossing my fingers, no technical difficulties. The guys will be back on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.